The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on today's program, we'll be focusing on a single production, although there are several performances, of The Game of Love. It's a musical slash play based on some plays by Arthur Schnitzler, and with a book and lyrics by Tom Jones, music by Jacques Offenbach and Nancy Ford, and it's part of the 40th anniversary season by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. The show actually opened last week and continues through the 16th. And we have much of the cast with us on the program today to give us a live preview. If you haven't seen the show already, it'll be a preview for you. If you have, it'll be a review, I guess. And maybe, who knows, you'll want to go see it again. It's The Game of Love, coming up in moments here on Live and Local. That was some music by Jacques Offenbach, both of them taken from a ballet that was actually compiled from Offenbach's music by Manuel Rosenthal. It's called Gaieté Parisienne, in performance here by the Boston Symphony, led by Seiji Ozawa. And it's the music of Offenbach that is strewn through The Game of Love, which is a play slash musical, I guess really a musical play, being put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater as part of its 40th anniversary summer season. It's the first of three plays being given this summer. The others are eight, which will start on, actually just have a couple of performances on July 2nd and 3rd, and then Rent, starting July 12th and running for a few weeks. This one started last week and runs through this weekend, through the 16th specifically. We have with us some of the cast members. We have the entire orchestra. Boy, is that a feat. And also the stage director, who is Stephen Fiol. Steve, thanks for bringing everybody in.
It's a pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about The Game of Love, and how does Offenbach's music show up here?
The Game of Love is a two-act, five-scene musical based on five of the plays of Anatole by Arthur Schnitzler, a Viennese dramatist of the late 19th, early 20th century. He was also a colleague and of Sigmund Freud. And one of the songs you will hear today actually is a testament to their friendship, I suppose. And it's the Hypnotism song, and I think those who know Offenbach and his works will recognize the tunes, many of the tunes, actually, that we are going to do today. It is basically, Anatole is a playboy in the Viennese tradition of that period, rather elegant playboy, and these are five women that he has had some relationship with, romantic in each case, and it chronicles some of the humor and some of the disaster that that ensues. So it's a I call it a summer glass of champagne. So if you are looking for an evening of entertainment and lovely music played by competent musicians, all singers as well as instrumentalists, come out and hear us.
For some reason, all of the instrumentalists are laughing when you said competent.
Well, that's. You see that
which worries me somewhat. Should introduce the instrumentalists, and we'll introduce the actors as well, of course. I said that the entire orchestra is in the studio, and indeed that's true. It is a complete piano trio. Sarah Schwartz is at the piano. Aaron Schwartz, who is her son, is on the violin, playing the violin. And Barbara Hedlund, who is not related to either of the others, is playing the cello. And should we start things off with the overture?
Let's do.
¶¶
Yes, that goes straight into the first song.
You are right.
Do we have the first song?
We do not have the first
okay.
song.
Okay, all right, so then. That was the overture to The Game of Love with music by Jacques Offenbach. And then the arrangements of his music made by Nancy Ford and some additional music. And I gather that the words are not words that Offenbach used.
Not at all.
In the first place.
These are in 1960, Tom Jones, who wrote The Fantastics, 110 in the Shade, and I Do, and among other shows, he had when he was in the military, he went to see a movie called La Ronde, based on Arthur Schnitzler's play by the same name. It's a rather well-known, maybe one of his best-known works. And he was so taken by it, he went back a second night with a bottle of champagne and watched the whole show again and decided it was the inspiration for him pursuing the works of Schnitzler, and he found these plays of Anatole and decided that they would be ideally set to music using the music of Offenbach. But the lyrics are, it's true to the story of each play, but they are his own lyrics, and he was a lyricist.
I always had the impression, maybe erroneously, that Arthur Schnitzler was a fairly serious playwright, or the writer of serious plays.
He did some of that, but I should say that even these plays of Anatole, he considered them to be a serious exploration of romance. And a lot of his works dealt with the whole issue of romance and its treatment and its the way people deal with it.
But Tom Jones's treatment of Schnitzler lightens it up a bit.
I would say so.
And we have with us Anatole himself, as played by Jim Mayer. And I understand that Jim, you're playing a naughty, naughty boy. Is that one of the lines in the play?
It is indeed a line.
I told Jim when he walked in today that I hadn't known that he'd done a show in a while. I think you told me years ago when I first encountered you, probably in Camelot for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. I don't even know how many years ago that was. But you played Lancelot, who was himself a naughty boy, not initially, but eventually, in a rather more serious way. You told me that you tend to really pick and choose your roles, that you don't necessarily love the theater so much that you'll just do anything that comes your way, but you like to choose things that you think you will do well, that suit your personality. And it's been my observation that anytime you audition for one of those roles, you get it. So you must choose them well.
I've been pretty lucky that way, and I really do like to choose carefully. You know, if I'm going to give that much time away from family to a project like this, I want it to be something that I really feel, as you say, that I could do well and enjoy.
So what drew you to this role, I'm afraid to ask?
Well, I'll have to say, first off, the music. When I heard the recording of these, you know, wonderful Offenbach pieces set to Tom Jones' great lyrics, that was the initial draw. And then talking with Steve about the plot, you know, I could see there was a lot of humor in it, and read the script, and it really is just a delightful piece of work.
So you had not known about this before seeing it advertised?
Right, I hadn't heard of it prior to Steve, learning about it through Steve and the advertisement and so forth, yeah.
And you went and said, I want this role. Or you just did you just go and say, I'll take whatever
you
did?
Well, I tried out and got lucky.
But you must have written down on the form. I know how these go. These are the roles. Which one do you want?
Well, in this show, really, there are two primary male roles, and both of them are baritone roles, so either one would have been really fun.
Okay, and both of them are bad boys?
Well, not really. Max, played by David Barclay, is Anatole's best friend, and he's really not a bad boy. He's has a little higher moral fiber, I suppose. he's somewhat Anatole's conscience, I suppose. But that's a neat interplay as well, the friendship between the two of them that follows throughout the play.
Well, my impression of Jim Mayer has always been, in fact, that he's a man of fine moral fiber. So I just want to clarify that right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
Even as we poke fun here. You have a song to start us off with? I see two of you at the microphone, so we should. Why don't you introduce your colleague here?
All right. This is Lindsay Eckhart, who plays the part of Gabriella, and we sing a duet called There's a Room.
And I gather that she is one of your paramours.
She
for
is.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah, hers is the most complicated of the five relationships, I guess I would say, because really she's kind of the one that got away. And you get the impression that Anatole's life could have been very different, perhaps, if she hadn't gotten away.
And, of course, every play has its ending, so we won't say how things turn out.
Right, right. We'll save that for the
audience. Partly because I don't know how things turn out, so I can't give it away. All right, Jim Mayer as Anatole and Lindsay Eckhart as Gabriella from The Game of Love, being put on by the Station Theater in Urbana through this weekend.
Someone who waits for me. Although that room is very small and all the walls are bare, at night we light it with our love, and then the room seems rare. There's a girl, a plain little girl, she's not very much to see. Still, that girl, that plain little girl, is lovely as she can be. If you look, there's something like a rainbow in her face. It's as if she had the gift of love, the gift of grace. And when it's late at night, and the stars fill the sky, and when I hold her tight, she's as soft as a sigh, there by my side.
Soft as a sigh,
clear as a bride.
Soft as a sigh. Small little room I'd like very much to see. In that room, that small little room, a girl's waiting eagerly. When she hears you at night, as you walk down the hall, such delight in her eyes, I can
You'll have to go to the show and find out, I guess. That was Lindsay Eckhart in the role of Gabriella and Jim Mayer as Anatole, who is the principal subject of this show called The Game of Love, a two-act musical based on the one-act plays of Anatole by Arthur Schnitzler and being put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana through this weekend. And according to one of the descriptions of the play that I read here, Gabriella, it says here, is a secretly discontented married lady.
Yes.
Do we get to know anything about your secret, or is that it? The secret is you're discontented.
It actually doesn't really go into any detail about her private life. We are made aware through the dialogue between Gabriella and Anatole that there is something that is making her unhappy, and maybe perhaps this was an arranged marriage, and she doesn't really feel the same love for her husband that she felt for Anatole at one time.
And Anatole, of course, happy to jump in the breach and
right.
bring her happiness, at least for a while. And then he moves on to
Well, actually, I think you're going to hear next from Cora, which is another of Anatole's loves. And
it says here, an experienced woman.
Yes, yes. She's the one that gets hypnotized. So this is the song with the hypnotism references.
And which Steve Fuel mentioned earlier.
Correct.
So this is that tune is probably one of Offenbach's very best known melodies. That's the one typically. No, that's not the Can-Can. The Barcarolle.
Correct.
But I don't remember which show does that come from. Hoffman. Tales of Hoffman.
Tales of Hoffman. Yes.
And you said we'll recognize this next tune, huh?
You will indeed, and this is also from the Tales of Hoffman.
All right. Well, this will be a test then. Ingrid Kamin in the role of Cora, the experienced woman. From the Game of Love here on Live and Local with our orchestra, pianist Sarah Schwartz, cellist Barbara Hedlund, and violinist Aaron Schwartz.
How very, very strange. I can feel my eyes begin to move.
Ingrid Kamin as Cora. And that song seems to support the notion of experience. Just ask me a question, I'll tell you anything you want to know. Who are you singing that to?
I am singing that actually to Anatole, and Max is witnessing all of this. But basically, at this point when I sing this song, I'm under hypnotism.
Hence the hypnotism song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this, Steve Fiol, who's the director of this, you said this song is sort of a tribute to the friendship between Schnitzler and Freud?
Yes, they were colleagues and knew each other well. And I of course, he's long deceased, and he didn't tell me this, but I have to assume that it's a nod to his friendship with Sigmund Freud.
Although, so did Tom Jones take the lyrics out of Schnitz, from the Schnitzler play, to put them into this song.
No, he created, I mean, the play is about Cora, who gets hypnotized to find, so that he can find out if she has been faithful to him and is truly in love with him, and not running off to see some other amour. But so the play is, it deals with this, but he has created this, the lyrics to this song. They are not out of the play. No, he wrote this himself.
And that's true for the lyrics throughout.
Throughout, correct.
That he's adapting the stories.
That's correct.
Not necessarily picking up the text, or does he sometimes pick up the text that Schnitzler uses?
And well, of course, originally it was in German. Allowing for that, yes. It is an adaptation of the story to his, as he chose
to his satisfaction. So since he's using music by Offenbach, who was so well known for his operettas, which were, I guess you could say, the precursors of American musical theater, although it's a little bit of a different genre, is it fair to say that Tom Jones was, with Nancy Ford, creating a new operetta out of, or making a new another operetta out of Schnitzler's?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair way to say it. But you know, I mean, this is true of many musicals that we see. They're based on a book that somebody else wrote, and they're adapted. My Fair Lady being one of them.
Well, since you used at the outset the notion that this was a how did you put it, champagne for a summer night, or
yes.
How did you call it?
A glass of champagne on a summer evening.
On a summer evening. So it's light entertainment, but does there get to be a serious progress to this during the story? I mean, does Anatole learn anything, for example?
Yes, he does. He ends up deciding that he tries monogamy. He decides in one scene he's decided to get married.
And I'm going to guess that doesn't work.
Well, we have to assume so, because in the end, he finally decides he's now an older man, and he decides he is going to refuse love.
That is altogether.
That is offered to him by a beautiful 19-year-old young lady.
Who has just raised her hand, it appears, in this studio. Jessica, are you next by any chance?
No, I don't think so, right?
You know, we should actually hear from Anatole and hear him in I Love to Be in Love, which is really kind of sets
the theme of the
musical.
Since we've mentioned Jessica Parker raised her hand in the role of Annette, who I gather is the 19-year-old.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll be hearing from her later. It says here, a beautiful young girl, playful. I'm just saying.
Sure.
Jim Mayer is back as Anatole, the naughty boy.
Right, and this song really kind of does encapsulate Anatole's sort of philosophy or his MO for life.
Looking forward to it. I want to hear your rationale.
Sounds good. That's what I am, a romantic fool, and yet I keep falling deeper and deeper and deeper. I love to be in love. Such is my foolish fate, destined to fall before them all, but never to satiate. I love to be in love, no matter what the cost. I loved every one of the girls I've won, also the girls I've lost. I meet someone so fresh and young, colors begin to swirl. Maybe at last the dream has come true. This is the one, this is the one, the one perfect pearl. I love to be in love. I don't know why it is so. All that I know is love appears, no matter where I go. Innocent eyes, is it a sham? Who is the tiger? Who is the
them. I just love to be in love. I love to be in Epicurean. I love to be in love.
Well, that sounds like a reasonable rationale to me. I mean, it's about as simple as you can get. I love to be in love from The Game of Love by Tom Jones, and music by Jacques Offenbach and Nancy Ford, and being put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana through Sunday. Through Saturday, probably. It goes through Saturday?
Through Saturday.
8 o'clock shows always at the Station Theater. You can check their complete schedule by going to the website, which is simply stationtheater.com. And it'll talk about their 40th anniversary and also tell you not only about this play, but also the two coming later on in the summer, one of which only has a couple of performances. So you'll want to check those out and mark your calendars if you want to get them in. Jim Mayer in the role of Anatole. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. All our singers are live in our studio, as are our instrumentalists. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert on FM 90.9, Emmanuel Ax is the pianist in Chopin's Second Piano Concerto with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Sir Mark Elder conducts. Also on the program, overtures by Berlioz and Wagner, and Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, known as the Reformation. It's Emmanuel Ax with Sir Mark Elder and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra tonight at 7 on the evening concert right here on FM 90.9. I'm kind of curious about the character we've mentioned a couple of times. He's not here with us, David Barclay, in the role of Max, the friend of Anatole. And I gather he serves as the narrator for the proceedings?
He is. He's sort of the, he ties the whole thing together. He talks to the audience directly and sets up each scene prior to it being enacted. And then he becomes a character. And he's really sort of a Pickering to Higgins relationship in My Fair Lady. You know, he's sort of the wise person that everything gets bounced off of. And
does he have songs to sing as well?
He does indeed.
I certainly know that David is a good singer. And you have, in addition to the five women who are, I gather, are the love interests of Anatole, you have some other men who play various characters who flit in and out and also double as waiters?
Correct. They're waiters, and they are also, they change the set, and so it's a tight little band of performers.
And also, I should correct something I said earlier when I said there were two male roles. There are two sort of cameo roles as well that are really fun. there's the part of Fritz, who's a dancer played by John Dagher, who's on the dance faculty at U of I, and then there's also the part of Baron Diebel, played by Ryan Groff, who has a very fun cameo appearance in the play as well.
Ryan Groff of the band Elsinore.
Correct.
Yeah, who's he's been on the show a couple times doing solo things. That guy's got a serious range, particularly on the upper end, as I recall. So that'll be nice for you local rock band fans sneaking into this operatic crew somehow or another. Not everybody here. I mean, I know Ingrid through opera, and Tanya has done some opera, and Lindsay sounds like she may have.
Yeah, she's a master's student at the university
in the school of music.
In voice performance.
Okay, and Jessica I know from doing some musical theater. And what have we got next?
We have next, it's called The Oyster Waltz, and this is Tanya's is playing the role of Ani, and she is a music hall performer. And she is coming to have a farewell dinner with Anatole at the Zacher's restaurant, the famous Zacher's restaurant, which is still in existence in Vienna.
In Vienna. Says here, a giddy music hall singer.
Yes, indeed.
And who loves food.
Yes, as you'll tell through this song.
Oh, good. Oh, this illustrates that.
That's her number one thing that she... likes the most in life.
even better than Anatole, than she loves Anatole?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Unfortunately for him, anyway. Tanya Combs in the role of Ani from The Game of Love.
Goodbye to champagne. Goodbye to oysters. Goodbye to everything. Yes, adieu to champagne to oysters and to filet en truffe. Yes, adieu to champagne. Every time I drink beer, I'll think of you. And though I don't complain, still the pain is like being cut in two. For my heart shall remain, even though my poor mouth is torn from you. Every oyster I used to know will be gone where the oysters go. And although I don't, all my oysters are gone, still the taste will stay on. I'll remember every spoon I chew of cheap cabbage stew.
About damaging your vocal cords with those hiccups?
No, I think it's okay.
That last one startled me, I have to tell you. It's Tanya Combs in the role of Ani from The Game of Love and The Oyster Waltz, tribute to food in general, but I suppose to food particularly in Vienna, which is where Arthur Schnitzler was living and working. And this musical set in 1915 Vienna, based on the 5 one-act plays of Anatole by Arthur Schnitzler, book and lyrics by Tom Jones of such shows as The Fantastics and I Do, I Do. Is Tom Jones still around?
You know, I think he's passed away. He would be very old if he was still alive. I don't honestly know.
I started to read an interview with him online earlier, but I didn't pay attention to when it was done, whether it was an old playbill or a current playbill or
not. It was first performed in, it actually had its first showing in 1960, the same week that The Fantastics opened. And then it went on Broadway briefly in 61.
Did it so briefly on Broadway?
Yes.
Is this one of those shows that just didn't make it on Broadway, elsewhere?
Yeah, it played in a lot of summer theater venues and for a while, and then it just sort of fell off the charts. Actually, I talked to people and they've never heard of it. So,
what did you choose this show for?
I did.
The summer. What?
Mm-hmm.
Where? How'd you find it?
You know, I did it. I directed it some years ago in 1993 at the Decatur Club in Decatur as a dinner theater piece. And I can't remember really how I learned of it, but
you obviously liked in doing it well enough that you thought, hey, I'll
actually, when I did it there, I didn't have a good violinist like I have Aaron, and I transcribed it for clarinet so that we had a clarinet on the violin part.
I don't think that would work as well.
I agree.
It just seems like, you know, the violin seems like such a Viennese instrument. I mean, for whatever reason, maybe I'm thinking of, you know, Fritz Kreisler or something like that. Was he even Viennese? I don't even know. Aaron, yes?
Well, yeah, yes.
He wrote some what?
Well, you know, he wrote stuff like that, so.
Well, I know he wrote stuff like that, but the question is, was he Viennese or not?
Well, I mean, I think you're right in thinking of Fritz Kreisler when you think of Viennese stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the validation. Aaron Schwartz is the violinist. His mom is Sarah Schwartz. She's the pianist, and Barbara Hedlund is the cellist. They constitute the entire orchestra, and it's really nice to have instrumentalists accompanying, besides just the piano. I mean, typically the piano is subbing for the orchestra when we do shows like this because, you know, the fact is it's a small studio. But we can accommodate a piano trio. And
I should also mention that they're not just a piano trio. They are actually part of the show. They are on stage all the time, and they enact various things throughout the show, and you're going to hear that in the next piece that we do.
Do they have lines?
They do have lines.
Oh, Aaron has lines.
Yes. Aaron has lines.
And, all right. Well, speak up well. Because the other guys have the good singing mics. What have we got next? I see Jim back at...
Finishing With an Affair.
That's the name of the song.
Yes.
Oh. Does he ever finish with an affair?
Well,
I guess he finishes with affairs and goes on.
He really appreciates women, but unfortunately, in some cases, it's a rather short-term appreciation.
And how long have you been married, Jim?
Actually, coming up on 28 years.
I knew it had been a while.
Right.
To again paint the contrast between James Mayer, the real person, and the characters that he portrays. This is from The Game of Love at the Station Theater in Urbana.
The wine should be exceedingly light. I'd like it to be perfectly right. No ordinary van tonight, for I'm finishing with an affair. The room should have some flowers in pots. I'd like all kinds, so buy them in lots. But please forget me nots, for I'm finishing with an affair. I'd like each candle glowing like a star. I'd like to hear a zither or a guitar. And later on, perhaps from far away, a gypsy violin begins to play. The scene you see is exceedingly sad. I have to be a bit of a cad, so be discreet, and need I add, you mustn't stop and stare, for I'm finishing with an affair. You are the violinist, yes? Now, I want you to be ready, but don't come in until I give the signal.
And what would that be?
The champagne. Come in when they bring the champagne.
And what shall I play?
Anything, so long as it's sad. Oh, and one more thing. If it gets a bit emotional when you come in, just go right on playing. No matter what, go right on playing. Now, do you think you have all that?
But of course.
All right. Until the champagne. I'd like each candle glowing like a star. I'd like to hear a zither or guitar. And later on, perhaps from far away, a gypsy violin begins to play. Bravo! The scene you see is exceedingly sad. I have to be a bit of a cad, so be discreet, and need I add, you mustn't stop and stare, for I'm finishing with an
He's finishing with an
affair. Finishing with an affair.
I suddenly had this image of yet another famous classical violinist of Paganini there when... When Aaron launched into what was the line that preceded?
A gypsy violin.
Yes. And just really got into it, and he's got the hair that I don't think he's cut for 2 years, and so on. Yeah, just you see pictures of Paganini as being a very flashy, flamboyant, you know, sort of guy, and you did your flashy, flamboyant thing right there, Aaron. It's Jim Mayer as Anatole, that was Finishing with an Affair, with a cameo appearance by Stephen Fiol as...
The waiters. All three people.
All three waiters. Very well done.
Thank you.
Steve is actually the stage director for this production of The Game of Love, being put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. The remaining shows are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all of them at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
None tonight, correct?
That's correct.
Right. For more information, you can go to stationtheater.com. Anybody know their phone number offhand?
384-4000.
Thank you. I knew it was a something thousand, but I would get the other number wrong, and then somebody else would be getting calls, which might not have been a good thing. Now we have the teenager who has come to the microphone. This is Jessica Parker in the role of Annette, who is, are you the last?
Yes.
Of Anatole's conquests? And how does that make you feel? I'm asking your character now.
Okay, well, basically, I am the young teenager who really wants to experience an older man. And at this point, Anatole is kind of contemplating whether or not he's going to go back and go back to his old ways. And so I'm trying to convince him to see me as a possible lover.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's a difficult role to play because I have to be innocent and...
And you have trouble with that?
Yes. It's hard to be this charming, really ladylike person because anyone who knows my personality knows that that's not me. So it's difficult to play in like a young, innocent, really charming girl, I guess. That's not my personality, so.
Well, that's why it's called acting, right?
Exactly. It has been an acting breakthrough, for sure.
Well, let's hear how you do with it. What's the song you're going to do?
It's called There's a Flower I Wear.
Look at my face, look at my eyes, and tell me what you think you see. Am I a fool? Am I a child? Or is there something more in me? Can't you feel my body tremble when you have merely touched my skin? Don't you know that if you hold me, then I will make you young again?
Young again.
Young again. There's a flower I wear. See it here in my hair. It's a wild April primrose I chose with great care. It's a symbol, you see, of the flower in me, of the flower that's waiting eagerly to grow. Look at the night, look at the light, and tell me, do you think it's real? Is it a dream? Is it a trance? This strange enchantment that we feel. Can't you sense that deep within me my body's burning with desire? Don't you know that if you hold me, then we will both be turned to fire?
Turned to fire.
Turned to fire. There's a flower inside, and it's opening wide. It's the flower of passion, which can't be denied. It's a promise, you see, of the joy that could be if you only play the game of love with me.
So that could be called the title song, I guess, of the play, with that line there, come and play the game of love with me, the song actually called There's a Flower I Wear, with Jessica Parker in the role of Annette, the very young girl who tries to have Jim in the end, well, have Anatole in the end, I should clarify that, Jim Mayer in that role of from the game of love. That the Celebration Company at the Station Theater is putting on for this week only. They've started, actually opened last week on June 7th, continued through the 16th, which is Saturday. So Wednesday through Saturday, 8 o'clock. I should say that on tomorrow's Live and Local, we'll be featuring the two of the other shows that are happening at the Summer Studio Theater at the Krannert Center in Urbana. There's a cabaret, a one-man cabaret that features Kent Conrad. Kent will be here, and he's also directing the other of the shows that's being given in rotation. Besides the show called Shipwrecked, which we featured last week, that continues tonight at 7:30, and also happening there tomorrow at 7:30, there meaning the Krannert Center. Some other things happening on our calendar of the next couple of days. The Gunny Sack Review is a folk and bluegrass. I don't know if this is a show or a group. They're going to be at the Gazebo Annex in Arthur tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tom Irwin and Jeff Ryan are at Bob's Butternut Hut in Springfield tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Steve Poltz, who was on our show yesterday, is at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Kevin Hart Trio plays jazz at the Gables in Springfield Thursday at 11 a.m. That's curious. The 10-Minute Play Festival is ongoing at the Heartland Theater Company in Bloomington. That is Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company opens its student production, Thoroughly Modern Millie, on Thursday. That runs through this Sunday and then through next week as well, Thursday through Sunday. 7:30 shows Thursday through Saturday, 2:30 on Sunday. The Charleston Community Band gives a concert Thursday evening at 7:30 in the Kiwanis Park Amphitheater in Charleston. The Briggs Houchin Duo play jazz at Bouvons in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30, and it's the Matt Endres Combo also playing jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana. Did I say tomorrow evening at 6:30? Thursday, 6:30, the Briggs Houchin Duo, and then Thursday at 7 is the Matt Endres Combo at the Iron Post in Urbana. Those are just some of the things going on in our listening area over the next couple of days. This is Live and Local. Our program today is made possible in part by a grant from the St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL. Let me reintroduce our instrumentalists. They are Sarah Schwartz at the piano, Barbara Hedlund at the cello, on the cello, and Aaron Schwartz on violin. And they will be seen on stage as part of this production, The Game of Love, at the Station Theater. What have we got next?
We're going to do a piece called It's for the Young. And this is rather late in the show. And Anatole has proclaimed that he is no longer a player as he once was.
He has matured.
He has matured.
He thinks.
It's for the young, not for you and I, this delicate night. It's for the young. Yes, the game of love is just for the young. It's for the young. All these sentimental lyrics they write, it's for the young. To sing songs of love is just for the young. I saw this girl on the street. I barely noticed, you know. Her eyes were shy till they met mine. Then they began to glow. Oh, it's for the young to go plunging from those dizzying heights. It's for the young. Yes, it's for the young. Not for you, not for me, but still this girl was there, you see, just burning with intensity, and she was staring straight at me.
For the young,
for the young,
not for you and I, this painful delight. It's for the young.
Yes, it's for the
and I, we're too wise and clever.
I'm glad I'm wise.
But God, that girl had lovely eyes.
I knew there had to be a catch to it somewhere. Jim Mayer as Anatole, who is the title character of the plays of Anatole. There are five, one act by Arthur Schnitzler. And that's what Tom Jones took as a starting point for his operatic, as opposed to operatic, entertainment called The Game of Love, which is opening the 40th anniversary summer season by the Station Theater in Urbana. It started last week, continues through this Saturday with 8 o'clock shows Wednesday through Saturday. And we've been very pleased to have with us a good chunk of the cast, nearly all of the ladies who are romantic interests of Anatole. The one we're missing, I believe, is Dawn Harris in the role of Ilona. Jim Mayer as Anatole, Ingrid Kamin as Cora, Tanya Combs as Annie, Lindsay Eckhart as Gabriella, and Jessica Parker as Annette. Our orchestra, Sarah Schwartz and Barbara Hedlund and Aaron Schwartz, all of them live on our studio, and of course, filling in as waiters and other male voices, the stage director is Stephen Fiol, and it's really been a treat to have you all here. I know it's really making me want to go out and see the show, and I hope others as well. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support as well from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. And I see that all of the cast here with us have gathered around the microphone, which must mean we're prepared for the finale.
Correct.
Anything to be said about it beyond that?
No. It's this is sort of sums up the whole event.
Everything that has come before.
Yes.
Without giving things away.
Without giving things away.
There's a key. A charade, a souffle, it's known as the game of love.
Every day, every night, how we lie, how we fight, and all in the name of love.
Infatuation, it may be, no doubt that's what we're guilty of. But still it's so much fun to play the game of love. Every man that you meet as you stroll down the street embraces the game of love.
Every girl, everywhere can be witch, so beware, or you'll feel the flame of love.
Still the time is flying by, and there are dark clouds up above. So why, oh why, be wise, come play the game of love.
Music by Offenbach is adapted by, where did her name go? Help.
Nancy Ford.
Arranging his music and also adding some extra music to The Game of Love here on Live and Local. The forecast calls for a sunny afternoon. It's been a beautiful day so far and will continue to be, actually, at least through Thursday. Today's high 78, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight a clear sky is expected, cooler temperatures, the low 50. Tomorrow also sunny, the high 78 as well, winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And the outlook for Thursday is for a sunny day with a high temperature of 82 degrees. Peeking ahead to Friday and Saturday, still appears that it will be mostly clear at least, with highs approaching 90 degrees on Friday and Saturday, both days. It's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, always pleased to have your company. Join us again tomorrow from 12 to 1 for a preview of the Summer Studio Theater at the Krannert Center in Urbana.